Das kann so sehr nicht über Rechte schlagen, wenn wir heute im Sechner zu Dorm darf Chof sein. Sagt der nächste Mishnah. The case of Nidrei Oynes would be as follows, sagt der Mishnah. If a person made a neder making his friend also to benefit from him unless he comes to eat by him, and the friend doesn't go to eat by him because he became sick, or his son became sick, or because he couldn't cross an overflowing river, this is called Nidrei Oynes, and the neder is therefore not effective. The Gemara says, once happened, there was a person who said that if I don't return to Bezin within 30 days, I will waive all my rights to a property. The Itaka didn't show up within 30 days, but he didn't show up because of an oinus. So Rav Huna said he did not show up, and therefore he has waived his rights. Rava said to him, no, he was an oinus. Therefore, he did not waive his rights, because we see in our Mishnah that the excuse of oinus is even accepted in monetary matters. Frek Nimar, according to Rava, why is this case different than the case of where one gives a get to his wife and says it should be effective today if I don't return within 12 months, and he dies within those 12 months, in which case halacha is that it's a valid get even though he's not showing up as an oinus? Nimar says it may be that that case is different, because had he known that he would die, he would have given the get unconditionally immediately, because the point of giving her the get in this way was that she should not be subject to Yibam. And therefore, Adarabba, the fact that he died means he wanted to give it really before, and that's why you can't compare the case to a regular case of oinus. Frek Nimar, why is this case different than the case of where one gives his wife a get and says it should be effective today if I don't return within 30 days? And at the end of the 30 days, he's prevented from coming back because he couldn't cross a river because the ferry wasn't there. And he stands at the other side and yells, look, I'm here, I'm here. And Shmuel says in that case, it's as if he didn't show up. It's an oinus. So we just said that even an oinus, it should be counted like he came. The Mara says it may be that the absence of the ferry coming is a very foreseeable event and is therefore not considered to be an oinus altogether. Frech the Mara, according to Rav Huna, why has he waived his rights by not showing up? This is a case of asmachta, meaning someone gives up a right on a condition that he thinks will never happen. And therefore, he never thought he's going to have to give up the rights, and therefore it shouldn't be a true kinyan, it shouldn't truly be effective in that way. And because we find that Rav Huna himself holds that one is not kaina in the case of an asmachta, therefore the rights should not be waived. And for the Gemara, in the case above, he took his rights that were written in a document and deposited them with Bezin until he returns. That giving over of the document makes it more than just an asmachta. There's almost like that's why it works. Even though in a case of a regular asmachta and a chanami, he wouldn't be kaina, but in this type of case, he would be kaina. We learn from Rav's explanation of a Mishnah that even when the document is deposited with a third party, it's still considered to be an asmachta, and therefore it shouldn't be kaina. According to Rav, it shouldn't be kaina. The Gemara, in the case above, he said that he will waive his rights. Asmachta is not effective to make someone be kaina a property, but waiving of rights is not making a kinyan on a property. Therefore, an asmachta would be enough to have someone waive his rights. Only when you have to make someone be kaina something now, no, that an asmachta can't work. But as far as waiving of rights, that is something that even through an asmachta can take place. The Gemara ends off in Paskins. The Gemara Paskins that an asmachta can be koina as long as the person was not prevented from fulfilling the condition based on an oinus, and as long as the kinyan was made in a prestigious bezdin.